there to compare Fifi, Ben and Nick, but compare builders and you'll find the answer is Fairhaven Homes. The fair choice. Visit fairhavenhomes.com.au.
Now, I did say I didn't want to talk about the grand final too much on today's show. I'm not a sore loser. I'm very happy for the Melbourne Demons, and I think after 57 years,
it's a high five flag.
Boxy, stop lying. As I before, I'm going to talk about Megan and Harry, and I've got no emotion about it and no judgment here, and then you're like, "Dick." You're furious. You're furious this morning when I mentioned the Bulldogs. Yeah, it hurts.
That's what happens when you get invested. You invested yourself in it. You invested your kids. You posted pictures of yourself when you were a young Bulldog.
I know. Well, speaking of my kids, and you may have seen on my Instagram, I did post this yesterday. This bit's going to kill me because I've explained this. So I've got two daughters, obviously. Trixie, who's now just turned eight, I had her in her Western Bulldogs jumpers from like the age of two when she was born. So as I was birthing her, the anaesthetist put on the Western Bulldogs theme song.
Oh, great.
So she was born to this song. Like imagine as you're coming into the world, you're hearing this song. And then our family...
Did they draw a little banner for her?
Did she pop through?
Welcome to the world.
I got her a little jersey. I got her scarf. But we're a split family. So my dad, myself, and my eldest brother are Footscray. We're Bulldogs. But my mum and my middle brother are Tigers. And her parents were Tigers.
Oh, and she can't say Boxer. Usually when team kids change, it's because they don't win premierships. But Trixie was alive for the Western Bulldogs premiership in 2016.
Yeah, she was three. She was still there. She should have... But
don't they remember stuff at three?
No, doesn't have any memory of the Bulldogs winning in 2016. But then,
my son just turned three. I want to know if I should put in effort or not.
No,
if he's not
going to
remember, who cares?
They'll remember.
But there's three Tiger premierships she's very well aware of. Yeah. And so she's a Tiger. And it breaks my heart. 13, 10, 60, if there's any other parents that can relate to this. So I've gone, Daisy's my second chance, and I'm not letting anything get in the way of this. She is a Bulldog, and that is going to happen. But Trixie's getting into her at the moment. So we were in the car yesterday, and I was doing the go, doggies, go. I still had her in her Bulldogs jumper because I was trying to keep the dream alive. And I was saying, go, doggies. Now, you're about to hear the audio of Trixie, swaying her with the Tigers.
Go, doggies!
Hi, thank
go, tigers!
Go,
tiger!
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 No,
doggies, not
tigers. were you ordering McDonald's? Where were you?
Maybe. Melanie and Rosebud. Melanie, have you lost your kids on your football team?
I haven't lost my kids to a football team, but my husband's lost our kids to a cricket team.
What do you mean?
Australia, right?
So, yeah, I'm Australian. I'm full-blown Australian, and I go to every match in all my yellow and gold.
Yeah.
But my husband is full-blown Sri Lankan. He's a Sri Lankan man.
Full-blown.
And,
he's full-blown Sri Lankan.
Yeah, and he's... the children had all Sri Lankan clothes sent from Sri Lanka from their grandparents.
Oh my God.
And they go to Sri Lanka matches in all their clothes. And at intermission, the last match we went to, my daughter looks over and goes, "Why do I barrack for Sri Lanka?"
Oh, that's so funny.
And I'm like, "Why?" She goes, "Because we're losing."
Oh.
So she switched at halftime. And on the way out of the match, she's going, "Aussie, Aussie, Aussie," in her Sri Lankan clothes.
You got her back. That's so,
so
funny, though.
I was very, really upset, and all the Sri Lankans around us, because we sit in amongst all the Sri Lankans, and I'm the only one that's in yellow and gold.
Jeez, I've got a party too, the Sri Lankan crowd. Jeez, they get up and about.
Very much so. Very much so.
If I had to pick someone other than the Aussie team, I'd go the Sri Lankans.
Yeah?
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, it does seem fun.
They're fun.
Yeah, I'd
it's
be
a fun
Sri
team.
Lanka or India. India.
I feel very that, nice. Though, the funny thing is, and as Melanie proved with her daughter, they just want the ones that win.
Yeah.
See, so Trixie, because the Tigers won those three premierships, she's just loved that little winning streak.
Well, how do you think I feel, Fiona? Oh, 204 games, two common medals, three All-Australians, Carlton football, great. I've been told, I'm not saying that I am, but
you are.
All my kids, barrack for Richmond, because my daughter dated Daniel Rioli nearly 3 years ago, and they still barrack for Richmond. I played for Carlton.
That's
like
hard.
I played there. They ran onto the ground with me as kids. Come on, kids, let's run out in their Carlton jumpers. Now they barrack for a team that has nothing to do with any of our family. Nothing.
Jess from Botanic Ridge. Hey, Jess.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good, Jess. Now, you've got a 3-year-old son. Who does he barrack for?
I just found out he barracks for Geelong.
Well, he's just told you this.
Joel Salwood.
And who do you barrack for?
I barrack for Collingwood.
Oh, and how did it, so just out of nowhere, he's just said, I'm going for Geelong.
So we had footy week this week at childcare and I asked him, who do you want to go as tomorrow? And he just straight out said, I want to go as Joel Salwood.
Oh,
that's a bit cute.
And of course,
though,
I don't have anything Geelong, so I did manage to get a hat on him, but it was bright.
All you had to do was get some Band-Aids and wrap it around his head. Joel Salwood always comes off with a blood rule. It's like a doll with him just wrapping around his head. Everyone would know who he was.
Kids are so cute, though. That reminded me when, do you remember a few years ago, Feb, when Trixie might have been about 4, she decided she wanted to barrack for the Melbourne Demons, which, yeah. I mean, look, if she'd stuck with them, yeah, that would have been a good result.
Another one.
And the Melbourne Football Club sent in her a little jersey. And anyway, I reminded her of that on the weekend. I said, well, you did barrack for the Demons for a few weeks. And she said, I mean, do you think they now know that I barrack for the Tigers? I'm like, oh, they've got some other things on their plate.
I don't think they know.
Dude, that inspired them at halftime. That Trixie. She quit on us. We're not going to quit on us. Come on, Deez.
Hey, don't go anywhere. Up next, we're helping out small businesses of Melbourne. Uh-oh. If you want it to be you, fox.com.au, you can fill in your details. We could be writing a small ad for you, Fev. You're up this morning.
I've worked hard on this, guys. I've recorded it at home and I've sent it through and I haven't heard it, but I'm not happy.
Well, your wife Alex and your daughter Mia heard it. What was their, how did they sum it up?
That is the worst thing I've ever heard.
1019 The Fox.
Hey Fev, do you mind if I ask you something that might be quite personal?
Yeah. Oh, hang on.
I don't want to put you on the spot.
Air?
Yeah, we're on air.
All right.
Okay, so there's a pretty strong rumour at the moment that Michael Voss may be coaching Carlton.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I know that you have history with Vossie in that he was the coach of the Brisbane Lions when you were playing there, and he was the one who let you go.
I know you watch a lot of Bluey and stuff in your house, and you haven't watched much news, but he did get named coach.
Oh, he is named?
He got named,
when did that happen?
It happened like last, I don't know, Wednesday?
Oh, gosh,
Thursday?
Okay, so he is the coach.
He is named the coach, so hey, that's interesting.
Fev, word on the street, there might be an earthquake. Keep it under your hat. I don't want to give away my sources. Last Wednesday, there might be an earthquake.
When I have a week off, I really have a week off.
Yeah, you did. Yeah, no, but he did get named coach, which is interesting. It's a good question. And, obviously, on the spot. Now,
What's your relationship like with him?
I don't have one for the sheer fact that back in 2009, obviously after that Brownlow incident where I was, a bit loose, I got traded to Brisbane. So I obviously went up to Brisbane to play with Jonathan Brown and well, obviously the two-gun forwards of the competition. And Vossie was the head coach of Brisbane, but a lot of stuff has been said after that. It was the worst trade ever. Vossie lost his job 3 years later. A lot of people put that to the blame that, he got me up there and it stuffed the club. But at the end of the day, we're all humming up at Brisbane. We won our first 4 games. I got injured. Brownie got injured. Then I went off the rails. So it had absolutely nothing to do with Vossie. Vossie had no idea that, I'd go off the rails, and I didn't know I'd go off the rails. He took a chance on me to go up there. It was solely my fault what happened up there. I think Vossie got a lot of bad press and got hammered for purely something that was my fault. He was not to know that, I was going to go off the rails and end up in a rehab. So I was always sorry for that, but I think I've said that publicly before. But he went to Port Adelaide and he's been an assistant coach for the last 8 years under Ken Hinckley, who's a great man and a great coach. And hopefully Vossie's, apparently he's a really good coach now. But he wasn't a bad coach when I had him at Brisbane, but it's pretty hard to be a senior coach coaching players like Jonathan Brown, Simon Black, all these blokes that he won premierships with.
Mm.
So it's very hard to go in and coach players that you had the ultimate success with and the club that you were at for so long. So, you know, hopefully he's good for Carlton. Probably, I don't know if I'll be able to go back there because I don't know how he feels about me, but it's his club now. So it's interesting, isn't it? So I don't know what's going to happen.
Fev, you said Vossi had no idea. I reckon he's got to take a little bit of the blame. It's like, have you heard of Favola? Yeah, he's a bit loose. I reckon we move him to 1 hour from the Gold Coast.
No,
That'll fix everything.
Well, mate, at the start, mate, we were humming, bro. I was that fit and... We won our first four games. We were sitting on top of the ladder. But everyone goes, oh, when you're in Brisbane, it was the worst draft, worst trade. You were no good, mate. I was leading the Coleman medal. I kicked 50 goals.
You were amazing. You were
and
amazing.
I got injured. Like, I actually played really good footy up there. And it wasn't... And obviously, Alex left me and went back to Melbourne. We split up and I went off the rails. And, you know, everyone knows what happened after that. But the Brisbane Footy Club and the captains, I let them down. They didn't let me down. I let them down. It was my own fault. I stuffed up. I went off the rails. I thought I was, you know, too big for my boots and thought I'd just do my own thing because I wasn't in a good headspace. None of them at any point would have known that because I kept a lot inside. I didn't tell too many people. And Vossi actually sacked me in a rehab the year after, which was... You know,
how did that conversation go? Was that your last conversation with him?
Yeah, well, I'd started training again to get ready to come back because it was, you know, the season was about to start. And
In rehab,
they let me out to do some training and stuff at the park next door. And I'd have
different
a Brisbane trainer.
Different meaning to give us the pill.
Yeah. Yeah, so I did a little bit of training with them. And then he came in on like maybe a Wednesday and sat in the one of the rooms and sat down and said, we're going to trade you. I mean, you're sacked. You're not going to play. And I said, mate, don't do that. I'll play in the twos. I'll play. I won't get paid. All that sort of stuff. I begged because I was off my face. And then I cried. And then he left. And that was it. That was the end of my footy career. But I don't think he didn't have much of a choice, I suppose. But anyway, it's not his fault. It was my fault. And hopefully it goes well at the Blues. And, you know, I love the Blues. So... We're probably going to have to cross paths. Hopefully, you know, I've grown a lot since then. I've grown a lot since 2009 and 10, and I'm a different person than what I was then. So hopefully when we do cross paths, he gives me the time of day because he doesn't need to, but hopefully he does.
We should do the reunion here on the show.
No,
yes.
Don't do that.
A Triller boxing match like Jake Paul does.
He probably wants to put one on my chin.
101.9 The Fox. Fifi, Fev and Nicks.
Oh my God, thank you so much.
Small business.
Small businesses of Victoria, we feel for you. It's been a shocking couple of years and the least we can do is get behind you and bring some much needed business to you. And we've got the airwaves here on Fox FM. It costs a lot of money to buy commercials. And a lot of small businesses obviously don't have commercials. So we are writing them for you. And it's with a personal touch. Fev, Nick and myself personally write you those commercials. Head to fox.com.au. There's a registration page. If you want us to write you an ad, and even if it's not you, if you've got a family member or a business you know that could do with a good plug, we'll get people heading your way. And today we've got Chantelle from the It Factor Vocal Studio in Greenvale and Maidstone. Hey, Chantelle.
Hello.
Now, Chantelle, this is a fantastic business. You are, I'm going to guess, a singing coach?
Yeah, I'm a singing coach, yeah.
And, well, Chantelle Boxy, she was on the X Factor. She can sing. Don't you worry about that.
But it would
just
be
trying to butter her up.
I know what you're doing.
Oh no!
I see where this is going. Now, Chantelle it's obviously been quite difficult because you can't conduct classes. But are there online ways that people can be maybe getting around learning to sing with you?
Yeah, of course I do online lessons as well. Just trying to keep it all going. But yeah.
Okay, well...
That's good to know.
Now, Chantelle, Fev has written you a song.
Yeah.
anything you'd like to say about your ad?
Chantelle, if you were paying for this, you'd want your money back. I'm just going to say it there, but what sort of things would you like in your ad?
I'm not sure. I'll be happy with anything you do.
Oh, that's good. That's music to my ears. Yeah. Now, Boxy, I and Nick, I've gone down an ad. I've ripped off an ad that features Snoop Dogg, and I've tried to do my Snoop Dogg. I've gone down the menu log ad.
So, okay.
We all know the menu log, which stays in your head, doesn't it?
Snoop Dogg.
That's his name, isn't it? I got that right?
Yeah, Snoop. Oh.
So this Chantel from the X Factor. She was on the X Factor. Now she's called it It Factor. See what she's done there? She's done it very well. This is my song, my ad to you. Please enjoy.
Thank you.
Did somebody say It Factor? Local studio singing lessons from Greenvale and Maidstone. It Factor. Private lessons, recording sessions, building confidence, improved skills. It Factor. First singing lesson free. And catch us on socials, Facebook, www.facebook.com.au/It Factor. Local studio. Instagram page at It Factor. Vocal studio number 0430093858.
It Factor. Oh. Chantel. That was so good.
Oh, thank you.
My favorite
sounded
was.
Like menu bog.
I mean, elements that were confusing, but you got the name out, It Factor. I thought you did a great job.
I've got to give a lot of kudos to James Costa. He made that sound amazing because when I sent that, it didn't sound like that.
Don't put a .au after Facebook.com.
I know. I always get the www.
You dropped a W as well. You've got to have three of them.
Why do I do that?
But Chantel, it is a great business there in Greenvale and Maidstone, but obviously you can get online and you get your first lesson for free. If you're thinking about singing, head to It Factor on Instagram. People can DM you. Yes, Viv.
Chantel, if you want that, obviously you're probably going to use that on your Facebook, because I would. We'll just send that through.
Thank you so much. That was amazing.
It Factor.
Oh, beautifully done, Viv. How many lessons would you need, Viv, you reckon?
I'm unteachable. Ask Michael Voss.
I respect that.
Melbourne's 101.9, The Fox.
Dave. Hughesy. Tune. Monday.
Is it Monday or Tuesday? I genuinely
needed
to ask. It is Monday.
It is Monday.
That's why I'm confused, because our good friend Hughesy, who's usually here for Hughesy Tuesday, is here. But, of course, Masked Singer continues tonight, 7:30.
It does. It's on for 3 nights. And so we go Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. So, last night was good. We weren't up against the Brownlow.
Yes.
You know what I mean? We weren't up against the Brownlow.
We'd be fine against the
Brownlow. I would have watched the Masked Singer, mate. And everyone just watches the Brownlow at the last couple of rounds, mate. You were doing all right?
Yeah, we did all right. Yeah, but not. Yeah, anyway, thank you. I appreciate that. So, it's coming to the business end of the season on the Masked Singer.
And it's so good, Hughesy. You must be really satisfied that, because over the last two series, if there's been one criticism occasionally, it's been, where are the big stars? Yeah. Oh, last night, Macy Gray. Now, that's huge.
Oh, it's an international superstar. Macy Gray. I mean, even Nick Cody knows her name, you know? So, and Fev, you would have had her on your, your playlist, I imagine.
I try to say goodbye.
I know her dad, David Gray. I waltzed to her song.
He's a great artist as well, David Gray.
I don't think they're related.
They're not at
He's
all.
From England. she was a character, though, I must say.
Really?
Yeah, she used to go wandering, apparently. She was hard to contain.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Absolutely. So...
Are we going to get any of the? Are we going to get any like Big Brother VIP crossovers? Like, are we going to see Markle's brother or anything like that? I know you can't give away too many tips, but
no, we have. There's no. We actually having said that. No, yes. No, look. There's one famous sibling coming up.
Oh yes.
Wow.
Say when? Yes, a famous
Jason Favola.
Someone.
It'll be Brody Jenner that no one cares about. Something like that.
No, there is. Yeah, no, I can't give it away, guys, because you've got to watch.
It's good.
It's Brody Jenner
for sure.
It can't
be Shane Lee or Brett Lee, because I think they've both been on there.
I'm not going to say. I've already said too much.
What's the Hemsworth brother that
I know
no one
who it
cares
is,
about?
But I won't Luke. Do it for anyone.
Shut
Luke
up,
Hemsworth?
You shut up, Leon.
Is that him?
Hemsworth? Yeah.
That no one cares about?
Can I say it? We'll beep it.
Yeah, go
say
it.
No!
Say it, we'll beep it.
No!
Ali Simpson. Cody Simpson's sister.
Oh, yeah. You tweeted that last night.
Room.
Yeah, I've already seen that.
He has absolute.
Imagine having the powers of an oracle, but they're wasted on that. Like Leon just not, he can, he foretells the worst info.
He had a big dog on last night. Boxy, did they?
Macy Gray.
The other one.
Yeah,
Rubble. Rubble.
Of course.
Yes. Kyle, who famously wanted to punch me in the throat years ago. Remember
yes,
that?
Yes, I do. How's that going between you and him now?
We're fine now. Absolutely.
Has Jackie brought you together?
Oh, you know, we were brought together many years ago because it was eating him up, apparently. So his therapist actually said, you need to make amends with that guy. So,
really?
Yeah.
Why did he want to punch you in the throat?
Because I called him a massive dickhead at the Logies, so, which I thought was funny. But he'd never been to the Logies before, and apparently his parents were watching for the first time.
Oh,
well, they didn't know.
I reckon I was at that Logies too. That was amazing.
The first I heard of it.
It was a great speech. Hey, I got one question about last night, and
yes.
I watched it. And when Rubble performed, which underneath was Kyle Sandilands, you know, he was up and about. He was moving. He was very energetic. Like, I was like, who is this? And then when he took his head off, the suit sort of got a little bit bigger. And I reckon that it wasn't Kyle Sandilands performing, but when he took his head off, it was him. I reckon someone else was in that suit. Because I'm a big man, and I don't think I can move as well as what Rubble was moving. And I think that you did a little bit of a switcheroo.
That's a massive allegation, which I can't... No, I can't.
Confirm or deny.
I'm not completely sure, to be honest. But no, I would say it was him. I'd be disgraced if it wasn't. But yeah, there is a moment we do in the editing process between when the head comes off and when they reveal, they have
you
to go away.
Change person.
No, they don't. I don't believe they change
the suit person. Got bigger.
That is bizarre. I hadn't thought about that.
No. I'll be honest. Way. I'm just wrapped to hear a conspiracy theory that's not COVID related. Something fresh and fun.
Well, we'll be tuning back in tonight, 7:30, Channel 10, to see our good friend Husey.
Oh, look, I really appreciate that. Yeah,
spill the dirt, Husey.
I tell you, I've got to stop my son sarcastically laughing with every joke I make on the show. Oh. I'm kicking him out of the house. What a 12-year-old asshole.
Melbourne's 101.9, The Fox.
Now, let's talk about last week. We weren't here, obviously. We were on a break. But last Wednesday, when the earthquake happened...
Oh, yeah.
Can you believe that, guys? What is happening in the world at the moment, and particularly in Melbourne? We've gone through... Obviously, we're in lockdown. We've got the wild protests that were going on in the CBD. And then to have an earthquake, where were you guys? What was happening when that happened for you?
I was at home with... I was holding my son, Charlie... And little Maxie had just started kicking off, and Charlie was whinging as well. So I was just trying to get everyone to just shut up.
Yeah.
Like, it was too loud. I was like, shush, shush, shush. May or may not have had a few beers the night before, and I just thought, I've stood up too quick. That's honestly what I thought. And then after about 10 seconds,
much?
I went, nah, that's not me. That's the earth. And it was fine. Charlie thought it was the big bad wolf blowing the house down.
Oh, that's so cute. Because where we were on, I was sitting with the girls on the couch. I think they were sort of both in my arms. And however it affected our house, it was like elephants were running on the ceiling. It was all happening in the roof because obviously whatever was shaking up there. And I thought we were being broken in. My first instinct was we're being broken into. There's about 10 guys coming in the roof at the moment.
Wow.
Pretty scary.
It was terrifying. Trixie started crying. It was really freaky.
Did you think it was Aunt Middleton, the SAS sort of folk?
Mate, imagine that swinging through the front window. I went for a run for the first time in about 6 weeks with Alex. And Alex said, Jesus, what happens, you big hunk of crap? I thought it was me when I pounded the pavement. Now, I'll give you one guess what I was doing. I was playing COD.
Quarter past nine.
Yeah, well, we get up. I wake up at 4 o'clock.
And then play COD. Wow.
Well, everyone was awake. So I was like, yes, I'll go play some COD. And...
Everybody's awake. Yeah. I'll remove myself and go and sit in the study by myself.
Everyone up. All right. This is the most amount of responsibility I could possibly have. I'm out.
No, my COD is in the room, in our bedroom. So I can't play it because they're, you know, Toby and Alex are asleep. So I lay there doing nothing. But anyway, I was playing COD and like, I was like, what the hell? And Toby was behind me watching YouTube on the bed. Because Alex and me had gone for a walk. And I literally was like, the whole screen was shaking. And I looked at Toby and I thought she might have been kicking my chair or something.
Yeah.
And I was kicking that. And then everything shook. My PlayStation nearly fell off. Oh, God. All I cared about was the PlayStation. I didn't care what, you know, Tobes was laying there with her broken arm. I didn't care about anything else. I was just like, the PlayStation. And I had to sort of catch it because I didn't know what was going on. And then, because I had my headphones on, so I couldn't hear anything.
Yeah.
Except for, I thought I was actually in the Verdance. I thought I was in the game. That's how tuned in I was. But anyway, I was okay. The PlayStation was okay.
And Tobes?
We moved on.
She's
already got a broken arm. She's fine.
131060. I know it's a bit late to the party, but yeah. If you do have an interesting story about what you were doing or anything, I guess funny or fun that happened when the earthquake happened, how that occurred in your home or whether you were at work, what you were doing, we would love to hear that. 131060.
Yeah, give
you
us a buzz now.
You would have been at work, Josiah. What happened? Anything happen here?
Yeah, I was in the studio. I just got off air doing the best bits of your show. All these tiles around work fell down and smashed that no one walked under. But look inside the studio. Look at this tile above you guys. It's like been shifted
stuff. Oh, yeah. Actually, I'm now noticing. I was in Daisy's room yesterday and all the prints are off her wall. They've all crashed.
Oh, wow.
That must have happened. Things I'm discovering now a week later.
I didn't realise as well, heaps of people had hearing, like it throws off your balance in your ears. So I had an earache for the rest of the day as well.
Really?
Yeah, I thought it was just me, but
I'd forgotten to put the bins out. I just blamed it on that.
Rose in Epping. Hey, Rose.
Hello, how are you?
Good, Rose. Rose, what were you doing whilst the earthquake was happening?
Yeah, so I was in a pretty bad way. I was on the toilet at work and I was like, oh, I better wait this out. I don't know what this is.
So did the cubicle start shaking?
Yeah, the cubicle was shaking and I could hear the security guys in the corridor saying, everyone barricade. I'm like, well, I mean, I can't move, so...
When you were sitting on the toilet, was it after you'd done the business that it shook?
No, it was probably about halfway.
And see, Rose,
I would have thought it was me.
What were you thinking? What was your first? Because we all, like, I thought it was someone breaking in. Some people thought it was maybe the nuclear war was kicking off.
You thought it was a big poo, mate. That's what she thought.
I just thought, because I work in a hospital, I thought it was infrastructure work happening on the ground floor. And I was like, oh no, that's way too loud.
That's fair enough.
I would have thought, well, Elvis died on the dunny. Oh, why not?
Did he?
If it's good
did
enough
he,
for the
did he
king.
Die in a car park?
No, on the toilet.
Yeah.
No, well, that's a fact.
Must be a movie or something.
Didn't he get shot? He's wrong guy. I don't know.
No.
But I want to get to the
that's
one who
Scarface.
You're thinking of.
No, he got shot in a car park when he was in his car.
No, Elvis died on the toilet of a massive heart attack. So who are you? I'm just trying to think. Who are you thinking
I don't believe
of?
It.
Who's
it? It might have been a movie he was
shot.
In. Maybe
he wasn't. No, he was in like Fever Las Vegas.
No, Elvis has been in heaps of movies, man. I used to watch him on a Sunday.
No. Oh yeah, fun music, fun movies like Fever
Some
Las
Hawaiian
Vegas.
One.
No man, he died in a movie or he died in a car park. I'm telling you. Google
nah.
it, Leon.
No, he did. Nah.
Can't find anything about it.
Did the earthquake shake your memories of Elvis
Leon,
around
can you
here?
Please confirm that he did not die being shot in a car park?
Oh, no, he definitely didn't. But I'm looking for celebrities shot in car parks. Can't find anything.
But also, I'm not going to let this go because I've watched all the Elvis movies. I watched them all. They're always on the Sunday matinees. But they're fun musical movies. He wasn't in any – he wasn't in, like, Scarface or Reservoir Dogs. So I know that for a fact. He wasn't shot in a movie.
It was when he was a bit larger. I'm trying to go back.
I just think
I reckon he had a blue suit on, or maybe a blue car.
Are you thinking about the movie 3,000 Miles to Graceland with all the Elvis impersonators?
Maybe. Still Elvis. Isn't it?
Real good impersonator. Trick them.
101.9 The Fox.
Now, a Hollywood breakup over the weekend. Tom Cruise and his Mission Impossible co-star Hayley Atwell, who's a fine English actress. Oh. Seen her in many period pieces on the BBC, ABC, if you watch any of those shows.
Big difference in the age there, isn't there?
Well, 59, 39. Look, 20 years is substantial, but she's 39. She's a mature woman who knows what she's doing.
She's
clearly hasn't watched many Oprah reruns or any of Tom's
she's
previous...
ready to kick on and he's ready to go on the pension.
Oh, he's pretty good. Have you seen him?
60? 60's. Oh. You're 1 foot in the retirement home.
No, 60? No, he's doing
not Tom
fine.
Cruise. He's jumping out of helicopters and stuff.
I'm just talking about me.
Oh.
But the only thing that's a bit awkward about this for those two, so they've met on the filming Mission Impossible, and Mission Impossible has wrapped filming, but they're about to do all the press junkets, press tour, do all the interviews. And this is the thing about dating somebody you're working with. It's great when it works. And here on the show, we've often celebrated that. I think even a month ago, we might have got people to call in and tell us your stories about when you've found love in the workplace and how well it turned out. But when it doesn't work out, that's no fun. And 131060, we're going to open the phone lines. When have you hooked up or dated someone in the workplace and then it has gone badly? We want to hear how badly. What was it like working with them once the breakups happened? I'm just
trying. How would you go if that happened, Boxy?
I'm just trying to think if it has for me.
I reckon I'd be all right. If I dated someone at work, if I was single, I reckon you just move on, don't you?
Well, it depends how bad it is. Actually, you might remember this, Fev. Nick, a few years ago, we were here in a meeting and we were on the couch. Remember on the couch, Fev? And our general manager walked up and said, Fifi,
No one was on the couch.
Sorry. The way that all came out wrong. When I said Fev and I were on the couch, all the team were on the couch.
What? Must have missed that one too.
Okay. I'll start again. We were in a meeting. There's a couch in our meeting. Fev and I happened to be sitting on it. Anyway, our general manager came up and said, Fifi, can I talk to you for a minute? And I was like, oh gosh, what have I done? Anyway, she pulled me aside.
Oh gosh, nothing wrong. No. If that's how it starts, you've done nothing wrong.
Yeah.
Oh gosh. Gee willikers, what could it be, boss? Nothing. You're fine.
And the general manager at the time was about to employ an ex-boyfriend of mine, and she just wanted to check that I was okay with it. Now, fortunately, he's a great guy, and there was no bad blood, and it was a relationship that ended really well. So I was fine with it, but I did feel the power in that moment. Like, imagine if I said...
The man did work. He was there for a week and then he was out the door.
Oh, no.
Don't worry. She's the big boss.
I think he was around for a while.
Oh, not that long.
Yes, he was.
Wasn't that long.
I had nothing to do with it.
Fifi, Bev and Nick are the clear choice for your drive to work. And the clear choice when comparing builders is Fairhaven Homes. Fair and transparent service, clear from the start. Visit fairhavenhomes.com.au. 101.